This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A federal job center in Wisconsin's North Woods became a political battleground after the Trump administration announced and then backed away from plans to close it down. For the young people enrolled there, the Blackwell Job Corps Center isn't just a training site. It's a chance for them to improve their lives. Rob Menser reports.
Jacqueline Hernandez knew she wanted to help people.
When I was in high school, I would volunteer in hospitals. So it's been my thing.
Hernandez is 22. She's from Milwaukee. She started college but dropped out. For a while, she worked at a retail job that she didn't like.
My life was just in a big pause.
Applying at the Blackwell Job Corps Center was her way to get unstuck. She enrolled in the federal job training program for disadvantaged young people and in January started courses at the center in Leona. Hernandez is now 6 months into a program that would make her a certified nursing assistant.
It was like, okay, another door, you know, an opportunity. So I like to say it was like the light at the end of my tunnel.
For a while, it seemed like she would lose the opportunity. Over Memorial Day weekend, the Trump administration announced plans to close or privatize the nation's job centers, laying off more than 1,000 federal workers and shuttering the 55-year-old Blackwell facility. It would have forced Hernandez and about 70 other young people to leave the program or transfer elsewhere. Those plans met with bipartisan opposition in Congress, and on Wednesday, the Trump administration announced that the center will stay open after all. On a tour of the Northwood Center, Hernandez and other students talked about what Blackwell means to them.
Over here we have our welders.
Andrew Jameson Duncan is 22 and in the campus's welding program. He's from Minnesota. Before he came to Blackwell, he had been homeless for 8 months and sleeping in the woods.
Police came, got me, gave me a brochure for this place, and I came over here because it was the best thing for me.
Another welding student, Alberto Romero from Beloit, said he learned about the program in the Wisconsin National Guard Challenge Academy.
To me, it was like heaven. I wanted to come here.
The next stop on Hernandez's tour is a computer lab.
Here, go ahead.
Students are studying for their high school equivalency diplomas. Some students, like Hernandez, have graduated by the time they come to Blackwell. But the center also takes students as young as 16 who haven't finished high school. TJ Cole is 17. He's from central Wisconsin, about an hour and a half away from the site. He was never great in school, he said, and he came to Blackwell after his vice principal recommended it.
You know, at first I was a bit hesitant to come over here for like the first couple of months, but eventually once you get used to the people, you know, you find out this is an awesome program with amazing people, staff, and students overall, and I'm so glad I came here.
Christy Caudell is president of a federal workers union representing Blackwell employees. She was at the center when the news broke that the Trump administration would keep Blackwell open. She said organization made the difference.
We banded together across all of the CCCs across the nation, along with the community members, the forestry, and the congressmen stepping up and saying, this can't be done. It will be detrimental to these communities.
For Hernandez, the weeks of uncertainty were hard. She felt like her life had been put back on pause. Reached by phone not long after she learned that Blackwell would stay open, she said things were back on track. And she's not the only one who feels that way.
I've actually had a couple conversations with, like, students and with me and my trade, and they're like, okay, I can finally get back on what I was doing. I can finally do what I want, what I came here for, you know?
Caudell said the fight to protect Job Corps isn't over. Her group plans to push for a law that would require Congress to approve any closures instead of leaving it up to the discretion of cabinet secretaries. For today's Blackwell students, though, the news means they can get back to their courses, get their certifications, find a job and a trade. After all, that's what they went there to do. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.